Hello.
Hi, this is Mimi. How are you?
This is who?
Mimi. I'm calling you back in regards to the home care services. I see that you had reached out to us.
Home care? Okay, I did think something about, I wrote something down. Okay, continue. So I'm
Were you
multitasking right
looking?
now.
Oh, okay. Is it
When
bedtime?
did you? When, remind me of something, refresh my memory. What was it? When did I reach out to you?
I can double check. Give me just one second. It was yesterday, actually today at 9:30 a.m.
Was it 9:30?
Yeah, 9:29 to be exact.
Was it last night or this morning? Or last this
This
morning?
morning, this morning.
Okay, so I didn't talk with anybody.
No, it was a missed call, actually.
Okay,
So, were
so I
you
have some
calling
questions.
about, sure, home care?
Yep.
Go for it.
So actually, I'm not even calling for myself,
Okay.
but I do have a neighbor, and my neighbor is a retired nurse. She's in her 80s. She's actually in her 80s. And she was, hold okay. She's in her 80s, mid-80s. She's not doing well. Her son, he's in his early 50s, I guess. It's her house. But he had to come back home to stay with her. But anyway, she's not doing well. She's in serious need of some services. But I have spoken with one other person concerning this, and I don't know what direction. But tell me, is it true, your home care services, that the individual who gets paid, they have to have some collateral, so to speak, in which the monies that's paid to them.
So
How is it structured?
how it works is, first of all, does your neighbor, the patient, does she have Medicaid?
Well, in order to qualify for Medicaid, what I'm learning is you have to be low income. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay, well, and if that's the case, then she would not qualify for Medicaid
Where does she
because
live?
in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. So at this right now, she does not have Medicaid?
I imagine she doesn't because she's a retired nurse, and when she was working, she did well. She was above what the government deems the poverty level, or she was above, any levels or standards that you might have. I personally don't think she met the requirement for low income. Okay, she used to
Okay.
work in the operating room at a hospital.
I see. Okay, so let me see. I can. Do you want me to check?
What would you do? What
I
does that
can just
require?
check if she is on Medicaid through her name and her date of birth.
I don't think her name is Elizabeth Williams, and her date of birth is June 1st. She would be in the 19, probably 30-something. I don't know. Maybe 37, 35,
You said
36.
what was the date? June?
June 1st.
June. Okay. So
Yep, June 1st of 19-something. I'm not sure. It's 1930-something. It might be 35. It might be 36.
35. How old is she?
She's about 85 or 86.
Let's
Something in
try to
that
do the
area.
math. 2025 minus 80.
She might be 86.
Maybe.
Maybe 87 even.
Okay, so 1930. Let me try 1939. Give me a second.
No, it wouldn't. All right, go ahead. But I don't think it would be 39.
No?
But keep going.
Okay, we can try. I mean, whatever you think.
So she's not my relative. She's not a blood relative. She's just a neighbor two doors
right.
away from me.
Okay.
But
do you want me to call her?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. It's not my, I don't have the authority to give you that. She is, first of all, she's not, her son takes care of her business, but he's not doing such a good job.
Okay. No problem.
So she needs services, but
right.
from what he's telling us, she doesn't qualify because she makes too much money.
Mm.
Or she did make too much money when she was working.
Okay. I mean, things do change after you don't work, but let's see. Elizabeth Williams?
Right.
Yeah, nothing comes up. I would tell you maybe to confirm and check maybe if she is on Medicaid or not. If she's not on Medicaid, we have another option. I don't know if it's an option, but she can also do private pay, which means that she would have to pay out of pocket, which I'm not sure if she wants.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was hearing from another source. What is, there's so many things she needs, oh my gosh, and she's in her mental decline, it's begun. Her mental decline is set in. I don't even know what direction to go, and if home care can help her, so in order, they can probably pay somebody out of pocket, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know. How much? What is your office charge or your group charge?
Like a starting, I think like $25 an hour or so.
Mhm.
Mhm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a ballpark figure of what I was told before. But
yeah.
She has so many other services that she needs. She hasn't been to the doctor, I bet, in over a couple of years. I can see her mental decline and her house is.
Mm.
She used to have a pretty nice house, but now. It's not good on the inside when seniors no longer can take care of themselves. They don't
yeah,
know how
not
to
easy.
Wash. They don't wash. They need cleaning up, you know, bathing, that type thing.
Yeah,
so
I feel you.
And people who are working for your organization, they're not trained and they don't want to be in that position.
Exactly, 100%.
Yeah. So, I don't know what other services you may have.
Yeah, so that's the only two options I think
mm-hmm.
we have at this time.
Mhm. Okay. Where is your organization located?
In Philadelphia.
Are you?
Uh huh.
Okay. Great.
Yeah.
Center City or what?
In Winding Avenue. Are you familiar?
Where?
Winding. Yeah.
No, I'm not familiar with Winding. I know Philadelphia pretty good.
That's mm-hmm. the Winding Street or something. You can look us up online also. Just put in family.
Spelled Winding.
W-I-N-D-I-N-G.
That's what I thought. Winding. It sounded like Winding. I've seen it,
yeah.
But I can't tell you where it's at. Okay. What's the zip code?
You can Google us online as well. Just put in family
okay.
first, and it'll
family
come
first.
Up all that information.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that I can do.
Okay, perfect. So let's be in touch.
What's your name?
Mimi,
all right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mimi, thanks for the call. I'll try to get some more information and see if there's something she qualifies for and what other additional help.
Okay, amazing, yeah.
Okay.
Amazing.
Right.
So call me back on this number if anything. We'll be happy to help you, okay?
Family first.
Yes.
Okay. Family first care or family first?
Family first.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Winding Avenue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, dear.
Amazing. We'll be in
Thank
touch.
Thank you for your time.
Definitely.
Alrighty.
Talk to you soon.
Bye. Talk to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.